Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly feel free to contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Keep in mind the website of the East Abbotville Church of Christ. You can find it at www.eastalbertville.org. There are numerous Bible articles, Bible subjects that you can do a search and go directly to that subject that you're interested in. There are these radio program sermons on the website, as well as sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. There is a Bible correspondence course that will help you in your study of the Bible. It's a free course. It's something you take at your own pace in the privacy of your own home, but it will help you in your study. Also, there is a email bulletin that is mailed every 2 weeks. It contains Bible articles on Bible subjects, and you can give us your email address and every 2 weeks receive the email bulletin. All of this and much more is available again, at www.eastalbertville.org. Please avail yourself of all of the information that can be found on that website. In Acts 2, in verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. You know, since we've been here, we put up a bird feeder that has alongside of it a screw to put an ear of corn. So we hope to be able to feed the birds and the squirrels. Well, it seems that the squirrels want to do both. They want the ear of corn and they want the bird seed as well. Well, that's not the plan. And you can get bird feeders that are supposedly squirrel-proof. But before I've invested the money in it, I have found from both experience of others and from what others have told me that it's not money well spent, because somehow those squirrels are able to get around the anti-squirrel aspect of the bird feeder. So they're persistent, these squirrels are, and they continue to be devoted to their cause, filling their stomachs, and that, of course, gives them the victory. Proverbs 6 and verse 6 says, "Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise." You know, we need to learn the same lessons from squirrels. In the first century, the religious leaders of the Jews and later the Romans had to deal with some very real pests. And that pest was in the form of the Apostle Paul. In Acts chapter 24, notice what's said about him in verse 5. "But we have found this man a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes." So we see that this is in referring to Christ. Notice the next verse. "He even tried to profane the temple, and we seized him and warned to judge him according to our laws." So all of this is in reference to the Apostle Paul as he went about his missionary journeys of preaching the gospel of Christ. Threats and mayhem did not stop Paul, nor did it stop any of those first century Christians. They did not deny their faith. And what accounts for that? You know, when we read about the beginning of the church, we learn that not only how that they became Christians, but we also see how they remained Christians. Let's read again that verse 42, but also from verse 42 read through verse 45 in Acts 2. And this is reading from the New American Standard. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. See, that expression, continually devoting, is the one word in the original language. And it describes steadfastness. It describes dedication. These Christians were zealous followers. They were zealous supporters and enthusiastic of their cause. They were earnest. They were sincere in their endeavor. They were dedicated, and they were loyal to their king. In order for us to survive, we must be likewise devoted. We must allow nothing to turn us from our course. And Satan, he cannot stop us if we are continually devoted, as they were in verse 42, to the apostles' doctrine and the fellowship and the breaking of bread and the prayer. I've heard squirrel experts claim that the way to keep squirrels out of the bird feeders is to provide them with alternate feeding. Well, failing to destroy Christianity through persecution, the devil hit upon that same idea, and he has certainly achieved a great degree of success by providing Christians with alternative feeding. He tantalizes them with a diet that's kept them away from the spiritual nourishment that they need to have in order to survive. The alternative requires no persistence, no devotion. In fact, a diet of worldliness, a diet of counterfeit religion, makes Christians fat and lazy. Then the ultimate result is falling away and spiritual death. The same thing happens to Christians today. See, our spiritual survival requires continued devotion to the apostles' doctrine. Jesus said in John 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He told the apostles in John 14, verse 26, that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, would teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you. You see, we must devote ourselves to the understanding and the application of God's Word. And that's what the apostles' doctrine is that we read in Acts 2 and verse 42. And two, the term fellowship that's mentioned in that verse, it points to our dependence on and our partnership with God as well as with our fellow Christians. Other work requires concerted effort. Our work as Christians do. We may not be able to offer much, but if we are not dependable and consistent, then we are of no use. The breaking of bread that's used in Acts 2, verse 42, that is what we do each Lord's Day to remind us of the sacrifice of our King. The early perversions that took place about the Lord's Supper, it resulted in weakness, sickness, and spiritual death. That's what Paul described it in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 30 when he rebuked the Corinthians for their improper partaking of the Lord's Supper, not going about it, doing it in the right way, and certainly doing the things, if it were done, without in remembrance of the Lord's body. All of that results in weakness, sickness, and spiritual death. And yet, there are some people today that will miss the breaking of bread in the assembly for the flimsiest of reasons. And there is very little doubt, is there not, about their spiritual condition? Early Christians, another thing that Acts 2 and verse 42 speaks of, is that they prayed. Early Christians prayed about everything associated with their relationship with God. And there are many references to prayer that we have that on the part of the early church, and all of that emphasizes the command that we're given in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. They prayed when they were threatened. They prayed when they sinned. They prayed to receive a blessing. They prayed about their work. They continually devoted themselves to prayer. So they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and in breaking the bread and prayers. You know, when the word steadfastly is replaced with the word sporadic, when that term sporadic defines our attendance to Bible study, to fellowship, to breaking the bread, and to prayer, our only hope is to repent, to rededicate ourselves to the Lord's cause. In fact, Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. And he tells us that if we will add these things, in doing that, verse 10 says, we shall never stumble. And verse 11 tells us that if we maintain the addition of these things on our faith, then there will be an entrance into the everlasting kingdom that will be abundantly supplied. So let it is, let not sporadic be the word to define you and me if we profess to be Christians. Let us continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and in breaking the bread and in prayers. We see your time is up. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.